Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Chris. This is episode 218 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. So I wanted to talk about Ukraine because it just seems like the issue that just won't die. And with this Mike Johnson in Washington, so many Republicans in Washington are lockstep with the Democrats that we have to pour money into Ukraine. And it's just this whole thing is ridiculous. And the war in Ukraine is totally unnecessary. The only reason it's happening is because we kept pushing NATO east. We have been trying for 30 years since the fall of the Soviet Union. We have been trying to take Ukraine. We've been trying to bring Ukraine into NATO so that we can put missiles and troops and ships into Ukraine and into the Black Sea, so that we can choke off Russia. We want to be able to control Russia. You know, this is not necessary. None of everybody in Washington and so many Republicans are locked into this mentality that Russia is the enemy. Oh, they're our enemy. They don't have to be our enemy. The only reason Russia is our enemy is because the people in Washington make more money if Russia is our enemy. That's it. That's it. That's the only reason. You know, in 1989, Gorbachev met with Bush, President Bush, 1989 off of Malta, in a ship off of Malta, and he said that the Soviet, at that point, this is 1989, he said the Soviet Union is no longer prepared to regard the United States as an adversary. You know, he was reaching out. The leadership of Russia, as the Soviet Union fell, the leadership of Russia was reaching out to the West, and they wanted to live peacefully, and they wanted to be, economically integrated into the West. That's all they've ever wanted. And the people of the West, particularly in Washington and the NATO leadership, they basically said, no, we're not going to live peacefully with you Russians. You're the enemy. We're going to continue, instead of just accepting victory and saying, okay, we won, we can stop this Cold War now. Everybody in Washington said, okay, this is great. They saw it as a sign of weakness and a time to pounce. And so they kept pushing NATO, kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And, ultimately they wanted to take the territory of Ukraine, peel it away from Russia, and put missiles and ships and troops there. That's what this is all about. Because I've talked about the Heartland strategy, about he who controls the Eastern Europe controls the world island, which is the Eurasian landmass, and he who controls the world island controls the world. I mean, this is also unnecessary. And that's what just outrages me. And I think that this message just is not, I don't know. I mean, there's so many Republicans that I listen to, in the Steve Bannon's War Room and all that kind of stuff. We get this. We get it. But most Republican, the average Republican voter just doesn't get it. Certainly the average Democrat voter, all they hear all day long on television is how evil Russia is and how evil Putin is. And there's another part of this. There's an economic part of this, because after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was a lot of Western companies and big banks and financial institutions that were basically buying up Russia, buying up Russian assets and Russian businesses and industries because, the Russians were poor, and not just Russia, but all the Eastern European countries, they were poor, and communism had destroyed their economy. And so they were willing to sell, they needed the money. And a lot of Western moneyed interests took advantage of that. And one of the things that Putin did was he stopped all that. I'm not saying Putin is not a corrupt thug, which he is, but ultimately his corruption sort of ran afoul of the corruption of the moneyed interests of the West. And so the people in the West, the people who really run this country, America, the corporate overlords and the central bankers and the Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase, all these the big banks and the big financial institutions, were furious at Russia, at Putin for doing that. They've always hated Putin for that, because that was a gold mine for them, and Putin basically like a gravy train. It was a gravy train for them, and Putin put an end to it. And now Putin, that there was a gravy train for a lot of corrupt Russian oligarchs, basically who became oligarchs. It's funny how we call them Russian oligarchs, but we don't call the American oligarchs oligarchs, because that's what they are. The American, we have more American oligarchs than Russia has Russian oligarchs. So there's a big part of that is a big part of all of this is money. You know, I mean, follow the money. And think about the fossil fuels, the war on fossil fuels. Russia is a big fossil fuel producer. So this whole war on fossil fuels, part of it, the people in Washington, they don't care about the environment. Come on. Do you really think the people in Washington care about the environment? No, they don't care at all about the environment. Their war on fossil fuels, part of it is a way to strip Russia of its power and to strip these other countries, these resource-rich countries, of their power. And now, okay, they're shifting a lot of this power to China, for example, because China, we're dependent on so much on China for so many of our solar panels and the batteries and all that kind of stuff for electric cars. But I really think that they don't really care that much about China. They're just they may even have a deal with China where they're just, okay, we're gonna split the world up. It'll be America and the West and Europe ruling this part of the world, and China can rule the rest, whatever, we don't care. Or maybe it's just, we'll deal with China at some point down the road. First, we have to deal with Russia and the Middle East and, rule all of those countries. And of course, like I've been talking about, all of this is backfiring, right? It's all backfiring. All we're doing is uniting all of these other countries against us because they see what we're doing. They're not stupid. Like, the American people are stupid. The American people are some of the dumbest people, most manipulated, most brainwashed people in the world, really, I think, in the world. I mean, most of the rest of the world, a lot of the rest of the world, I think, sees clearly what we are doing here and what we're doing in Ukraine. The Europeans are in on it. The Americans and the Europeans, we're trying to take Ukraine away from Russia so that we can choke off Russia and control Russia and prevent Russia. We don't want Russia to be prosperous, because a prosperous Russia would mean that they could build a military. That we don't want them to have a nice big military and to have to be independent and free. So no, I think that there's a lot of there's this whole war against Ukraine. I mean, this whole war in Ukraine never would have happened if America had not just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed NATO eastward. It never would have happened if we had just left Ukraine alone. No, we had to topple their government in 2014. We had to turn their government against Russia, and we had to basically their deal with the Russian, with the Crimean naval base, we were trying to undermine that, and all of this stuff, we are the aggressor here, and Russia is just trying to stop us from putting missiles and troops and ships right on their border. And that is, and it just, It just makes me so angry to hear, to see how our own guy, Mike Johnson in Washington, is all on board with this. This whole thing is nothing but a scheme to increase the power and wealth of Washington, of the Washington political elites and their buddies in the big banks and in the big defense contractors. You know, who's going to buy up when after Ukraine is destroyed, who's going to swoop in there and just buy it up on pennies on the dollar? It's going to be the American banks. They've already, the American financial institutions, investment banks, they're all going to swoop in and buy up Ukraine, just like they swept in and bought up Eastern Europe and Russia after the fall of the Soviet Union. You know, this is just so un-American what we're doing in Ukraine. And it is not for the benefit of the American people. And this lie that, Putin will sweep across through Ukraine and invade Europe is a complete lie. It's just a lie designed to make you afraid. And like I've said, if the people in Europe really believed that, well, they would be ramping up their military. Some of them are. Poland is serious. I mean, Poland is probably the only real, I don't know, the only real kind of superpower in Europe. But I don't think you want to mess with the Poles. But everybody else is a bunch of paper tigers. But this whole thing is a scam, and it's outrageous that so many of our politicians, the Republican politicians, who are in on it, and they're all in favor of it. And either they're just corrupt, or they are just stupid, and they've just never heard this kind of argument. I don't know. Maybe they just never heard it. I don't know. But we need to be more. I don't know. The 20 people, 50, 75 people who listen to this podcast, we need to amplify this message. We need to call our representatives in Congress. Even if he's a Democrat, call them, tell them this, leave them a message, send them an email, write them a letter, and say, look, I see what this is. We, the American people, we see what this is. It's a scam, and it doesn't benefit us, the American people. And this argument that, the money will go to American defense contractors, and so therefore it's good for America. Well, that's just stupid. That's just stupid because, our tax dollars are being taken away and given to these, defense contractors who build weapons, and then those weapons just go get blown up in Ukraine. If I'm a taxpayer, what am I getting out of that? If I pay taxes and the American government builds a bridge, well, then I have a bridge, right? After, this is the seen versus the unseen, Bastiat. But if I pay taxes and that money goes to a bomb that gets blown up in Ukraine, what do I have to show for it? Nothing. Nothing. Now, yes, the people who work for Lockheed Martin or Raytheon, okay, they make money, but I am left with nothing. It's just a wealth transfer from me to them, and I am left with nothing. So, and this argument, well, it's national defense. Well, that's not national defense. Okay, Russia does not pose any threat to our national defense. The war in Ukraine has nothing to do with the national defense of America. Okay, so just please get on the phone, talk to everybody you can think of to talk to, and spread this message, because this is insane. It's insane what's going on. I'm just so pissed off about this whole thing. So, and not to mention hundreds of thousands of people are dying. They're dying unnecessarily, So yeah, all right, that's it. I'm just on that angry note, I will stop it here, and please give me some good ratings and share this and everything else, and I'll see you on the next one. All right, bye-bye.